Hello and welcome to Stitch Talk, the podcast all about cross-stitching and all other stitchy goodness. Thank you so much for joining me again. I am arriving a bit late into your feed because I have had what feels like every single winter bug ever created. So it's been one after the other. My kids seem to bring stuff home and they sort of suffer for like a day or 2 days, and then I'm ill for like 2 weeks because I'm old. So yes, I have had a really bad stomach for half of January, so it's been pretty miserable and I've not been able to do much. So I am this week catching up on everything. I am currently tidying the house and trying to get that in order because it's gone to chaos while I've been ill. And also, of course, getting back to the podcast. So I did manage to do a couple of episodes earlier in January for the bonus episodes. So if you're a subscriber and you haven't listened to them, then go back and have a look. And there was some there about cross-stitching goals. And so off the back of that, I wanted to do this episode on the main feed about works in progress, because I know that so many of us, that is one of our main goals, because we are as stitchers. This is just universal, I think. I imagine it's the same. Is it the same if you're like a crocheter or a knitter? I don't know. Or a dressmaker. I don't think I used to leave as many dressmaking projects like half done. I definitely have a few, and that was partly because I would sort of try them on and then think, yeah, I don't know. But cross stitch, that is like the number one culprit for me of half done projects. And I think it's partly because the next shiny thing comes along, doesn't it? So, you know, you're into it and you're enjoying it, and then something pops up on your Instagram feed that's like seasonal or, you know, shiny and new and lovely, or a new kit, and you just think, oh yeah, I'm getting it. You know, there's so much temptation to lure you onto a new project. And sometimes that's good and fun. And, you know, it is a hobby. You don't have to finish everything. But I know that lots of us, and I'm definitely include myself in this, like I really do want to finish some of the things that I have. And it's always a goal every year to think, okay, right, tackle some of these things you have. And when I get back to them, if I let myself like get back into it, I kind of realise what I loved about it to begin with, and I, you know, feel a bit like, why did I let this sit for 6 months? But anyway, so that's what this episode is all about. It's all about little tips, I suppose, that I found helpful, you might find helpful, for tackling that WIP pile, if that is one of your goals this year, and how to kind of chip away at it, I suppose, in like small little chunks. So rather than being like, I know some people have, I've seen people on Instagram saying they've set a goal where all they're doing is stitching up their works in progress, their, you know, unfinished objects, and that's all they're going to do for the year, which is amazing. Like, and particularly if you're trying to save money, I mean, why not? We've probably all got enough to keep us busy for a year or two or three or four or five. You know, that's a great idea. But for me, like, I need like little treats and rewards. I'm like a dog. I need something dangled in front of my nose to make me want to get through these things. And I don't know what it is. I wonder if it's kind of personality based as well, but I really struggle in the last little bit of a project. It's really strange because the end is in sight, but say if I've got, I don't know, like 100 stitches left to do or something, not even that many, that'll be the point that I really struggle, like actually finishing it. And the next point that I really struggle is actually making it into something and doing something with it. So I think having an idea, a goal, like a purpose for what you're making something for and where it's going to go really helps. And I've put an episode out last year, which was cross-stitch items to make. And I gave ideas for like everything, like fashion, homewares, gifts, like all sorts. So have a look at that if you've got some works in progress that you're kind of maybe have lost the mojo on it because you don't really know what you're going to do with it. And I know I've got a few like that where I think I like it, but it doesn't quite give you the same push as when you're wanting to see it on this bit of wall or on this chair as a cushion. You know, when you've got that goal, I do think it helps. So yeah, if you're looking for ideas, that's a really good place to go. But what I've done, so I'm just going to have a little bit of tea. I've got mango black tea today. I love tea. And this one is there is a place in Oxford, in there's a covered market in Oxford for anybody who is UK based or anybody who might be coming to this country. There's a place called Covered Market in Oxford, and it's really beautiful, and it's got all little different independent shops in it. And there's one there called Cardews. You can actually, they do ship as well. And they have these big pots of tea, like massive jars of all different teas. And it's such good value and such good quality. And I absolutely love, they have like a mango black tea. They have a honey bush that I love from there. And I ordered a load of Christmas teas from there. And I had a toffee apple one, and that was amazing. So if you love tea, little tip for you. But anyway, so what I've done for this Tackling Your Works in Progress is I've come up with a six-step process, I suppose, that you can pick and choose from. But these are six things that I've actually found quite helpful in tackling that pile. And I'm also going to reveal the current thing that's holding me up, which is truly ridiculous reason for not being able to stitch. But I will tell you, because it shows where I'm at in this January, all over the place. But yes, let's begin. So number one is name and shame. So when I was talking in the January goals episode on the bonus feed for the subscribers, I was talking about January is like a really good time to take stock of what you've got, so that you can set your goals based on what is already there, as well as what you might want to get, and having a little bit of an inventory take, of your fabrics and your threads and all of those things, and patterns maybe that you've bought and then just sort of shoved to one side and not used. So it's a good time to do that. But I think particularly for works in progress, it's just taking some time out and actually going through the pile. Like, maybe you keep them in different places, or for me, I normally have them in project bags, and I have them kind of dotted here, there and everywhere. And it's really helpful to actually bring them all together, kind of lay them out, name and shame, here they all are, here's all the things that haven't been done that I want to get done. And just have a little survey of the whole thing and see, maybe you can give yourself a quick win. Like, maybe there's one that is really, an hour's work and it's just been sat there and you just need to crack on with it. I have one like that. I have one that I literally think I could finish in an hour, and I do not know why I have not finished it, but I have not finished it. So find those ones, give yourself a quick little boost of like, yeah, I did it, tick. Maybe make a list of all of these projects so that you can tick them off. Make it like a to-do list. But getting it, seeing them all, laying them all out and thinking also, just having that sense of like what you have can be really, really helpful and really motivating. I think it could be demotivating if there's like so much, but that's my next step. Okay, don't be demotivated by the number of them. Just know what's there and have a look and see at what stage you're at on each of those things, because some of them I have projects that I've just started and I've done like a little bit and I haven't carried on with. And it might be worth thinking, okay, if I've done a couple of hours on this and I've not done anything else, do I really want to carry on with it? Or did I start it and it just didn't have the motivation for it? So maybe it's just not actually what you want to do, and it's okay to unpick and reuse the fabric rather than committing yourself to having to do 60 hours more on something that you're not that interested in. So it's worth, I think, just knowing what's there, getting a bit real, on what needs to be done on these things and how many there are. And the next thing, I think this really helps me, is to, when you've seen everything, is to look at like, well, what do I feel most drawn to right now? And sometimes it can be helpful, I think. So sometimes I see people who've stitched up something that I own and I think, that's suddenly so much more interesting to me, because theirs looks so good and I think, wow, it looks amazing, and you kind of see your own in a new light. So maybe searching, doing a little search for the designer or something and seeing other versions that people have done can be really inspiring. But there'll probably be ones that you look at and think, yeah, that one I'd really like to finish, or I feel really drawn to. So maybe pulling out those ones, and not worrying about the how many there are or how possible it is to get through them all, but just taking one or two that you are drawn to and that you want to do, you know, and setting a small goal rather than a massive goal that just is unsustainable or you're not going to achieve. I think with all goals it kind of works better that way, doesn't it? To kind of say, okay, here's something small and achievable. So one or two projects that you're really drawn to, pulling those out and putting them to one side, that always really works for me. And the next thing, point three, is getting organized. This is confession time. I have had, when I did my January episode about stitching goals, I said I wanted to stitch for 10 minutes every day. Okay, that was my goal from beginning of January. Since the beginning of January, I have lost my glasses. Now, I said that my house has been particularly chaotic, partly because I've been ill. Like, we had the Christmas, you know, after Christmas period where everything's everywhere, it's a bit chaotic. And then I got ill, and somehow in this time, my glasses have gone somewhere. I only have one pair of glasses because I don't wear them that much, but I absolutely need them for cross stitch or I get a headache. So I cannot find these glasses. So literally I cannot do anything. It's driving me mad. So that's why this week I'm like, we've got guests at the weekend, and also I need to find these glasses because I need to be able to get on with doing these projects, but it's driving me. So there you go, be organized, don't be me. But I think one of the things that can put me off with finishing a work in progress is that what I do, I don't know if anybody else does this, but I'll have a bag with like all the threads in for a project, and it'll be like half done, and then I'll start a new project, and then I'll think, oh, I've got that colour, it's in that bag for that other project, I'll just, you know, steal that one out of there, put it back later, and I never put it back. So when I go to do the project, half the threads are gone, and I can't be bothered, to be honest. So I think that is a big part of it, really. I mean, if it's a kit, it's easy, isn't it? You just carry on. But if you're using your own threads, or sometimes I will colour match threads, I won't go off and buy like the exact shade if I've got something that's close, or if there's only like a little bit in the design, or, you know, it's not going to make a big difference, I don't always buy them. So sometimes I would have subbed out threads as well, so it's even more confusing because I don't really know what I've subbed it out for, and then I have to go back and look on my thread chart, colour chart that I've got, and compare all the colours again, and by the time I've done that I'm exhausted and I don't want to do this project. So again, maybe choosing like one or two is most helpful, but because then you can kind of re-resource yourself if you need to, if it's not a kit, get it organised, get it somewhere accessible so that you can progress with it, because I think that is one of the most demotivating things, that you think like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna do it, and then you go in there and it's just a mess, and it's just not, you just say, oh no, I'm just gonna start this new shiny one that just arrived in the post. So I think that's a big thing, and again, you know, trying to organize and sort out threads for every single work in progress that you have is not gonna work, wouldn't work for me anyway, I'm not that motivated. But actually just doing it for the couple of projects that you're drawn to, or the one project that you're drawn to, can mean that you're actually going to progress with that, you know, so kind of pushing yourself through to get it organized, and maybe get all the threads on like a little thread card, you know, or whatever it is you need to do, get a pair of scissors in there, a needle minder, a new needle as well. Like, the amount of times I've gone to do a project and I'm like, I can't find a needle, I don't know. You know, you just, it's so easy to lose motivation on something that you already need to pull up a bit of motivation for. It's really easy to just think, oh no, can't be bothered. So yeah, maybe get a pack of needles, get a couple of things, projects resourced, get them in nice bags, ready to go, and put them in places where, you know, where you're going to get that 10 minutes to just stitch. So keep them downstairs, wherever it is you get that time, in the car, in your handbag, wherever you're stitching, you know, put them somewhere where you're going to spot them, I would say. So that was organization. Number four was setting a goal, or this one works for me, an artificial deadline. also really helps. So sometimes I'll just literally make something up as to why I have to finish a project. This is why sometimes actually stitching for gifts is really good, because you are forced to create this thing, aren't you? And I love all the stories where people are talking about, you know, you're literally stitching something in front of someone's face because you've run out of time, or, you know, you're stitching, like, you're up till like midnight every night for a week because of someone's birthday at the weekend. You know, we all do it. But sometimes, I'm not suggesting you do that for every project, but sometimes setting some kind of artificial deadline, like, I don't know, I want to finish this baby sampler by the time, I think my one will literally be when his third birthday comes around. But I could set that as a goal. You know, I want it on the wall before he turns three, because this is absurd at this point. But, you know, there's loads of things you can do like that. Or like, I'm going to redecorate this room, so I want it by this time. Or the season's going to end, so I want to finish it by then. You know, just lying to yourself, basically, and telling yourself you need to do something by a certain time to give you that kind of push to get on with it. And also just setting general goals of kind of, okay, I want to finish off three things this year. So these are the three, I've chosen them, and that's my goal. And writing it down, sticking it on the fridge, wherever, but just kind of committing yourself to something so that you can make that progress that you want to make. And the next one is another kind of slight psychological trick, I suppose, to help you motivate yourself if you're struggling with the motivation side of things. And that is to get your finishing supplies for the project. Again, maybe deciding what's going to happen with it. There's one project that I have in mind that I know I love it. I have no idea what to do with it. And I did an episode with like 100 ideas in and I still don't know what to do. But I really want to do something with it. I really want to finish it. But I just don't know what to do with it. It's quite big. I just don't know. But I think if I knew and I could figure that out, then I would do it. I would get on with it. But I sort of need an end goal. I sort of need, yeah, a reason, I suppose, sometimes to finish things, because I do drag my feet when it comes to finishing things off. So I think having that and even buying the things. So if you're framing it, like going shopping, getting the supplies so that it's ready to be done, that I find quite motivating. If I've got the frame like sitting there staring at me, I kind of think, okay, look, I've spent money on this frame, it's perfect for this, it's a perfect color, it's a perfect size, I just need to finish this thing. So, you know, all buying the hoop that you're going to put it in, an extra hoop or whatever it is, again, something else to motivate you is kind of having that stuff right in front of you. Makes it more exciting to actually finish it, and hopefully encourages you that when you get to the point of having actually finished the stitching, it's not going to end up hiding in a drawer for another year until you finish it off. You've got the stuff right there and you're just going to commit to it and do it. So that does, I do find that does help actually. One of the biggest designs I ever did was the Clouds Factory Storybook Princesses, which is like a different kind of Disney film on each layer. And there's the design, the full design has three massive panels. So that would be, so I think there's five in that I stitched. So I think that would be about 12 or 13 different films. So each kind of line has about eight different characters and maybe like a house or something, or palace or castle or whatever from the film. So I did at least, I may have done four or five, I don't know. Anyway, I did the main panel, the middle panel, and that involved doing all the edging. So it's got a beautiful kind of scroll sort of rose pattern. It's really pretty. This was also stitched on dark eider, which, you know, if you know, you know. And yeah, it was amazing. And I could do it in sections because I did it kind of film by film. But it was a huge, huge undertaking. When I look at it now, I kind of marvel at my own discipline for being able to carry on with it, because I mean, I am amazed by people who do these like really intricate, like almost like photo-like projects where it's just, I just think it's incredible. I don't know how you do it, but you know, for me, this was a really big thing. But buying the massive frame, so I think it was an A1 frame, A1 or A2, I don't know. I think it is A1, very big. Buying that frame actually pushed me to finish it all off, finish all the edging and get it on the wall. And I'm so glad I did that, because that project is like a prime example of one that could have hidden in a drawer for the rest of time. And now actually I really enjoy it, and I get to watch it. I don't watch it. I get to look at it when I'm stitching, you know, I get to enjoy it. And that to me is the whole point. So yes, that I think that's a big motivator. I find actually buying the supplies, having them all there ready, gets me to the end, I think, more than just, well, I don't really know what I'm going to do. So yeah, I'd recommend that. And the last one, although I'm gonna shoehorn one in actually, because I haven't mentioned this. This maybe could have gone under goals, but I think, yeah, setting, another way to tackle it is to kind of break it down into little bite-sized pieces. So if you're still seeing shiny new projects everywhere and you really want to do them, just saying, I'm going to let myself have the shiny new project, but I'm going to do 10 minutes. So that was one of my goals this year before I lost my glasses, is to do 10 minutes of stitching a day on anything, but particularly a project I've got in mind that's half finished. So yeah, setting that as a goal. So if you're commuting, maybe like saying, okay, I'm going to stitch for 10 minutes on the train, or I'm going to stitch 10 minutes in front of the telly in the evening, or during nap time I'm going to do 10 minutes, or first thing when I wake up I'm going to have a cup of tea. I'm going to have some tea now actually. Yes, so I'm going to have a cup of tea, I'm going to do a bit of stitching. But yeah, any goal of kind of saying, okay, and I think saying, I don't have to only stitch this thing that maybe you're struggling to find motivation for, but I will chip away at it, I will do something small towards it every day, or at the weekend I will only stitch works in progress, and in the week I'll allow myself to stitch other things, you know. So you're kind of, because if you just chip away, as we know, chip away, you will get there and you will finish it, and that will be motivating in itself. But sometimes, like, sort of, it's a bit like going on a diet, isn't it, where you're like, I'm not going to eat anything bad ever again. I'm not. And then you're 3 hours in, you're like, oh, okay, I don't know about this. So it's the same with this. It's like, if you kind of put yourself on like a ban from lovely new things and starting new projects, and you know, you can go off the wagon like really quickly. But actually saying, I'll just chip away, like I'll add in this a few extra minutes where I will tackle this project, and that will be what I do, you know. I think that can be really, really helpful. That really does work for me, doing that. Or even having like the shiny new project waiting and really being like, I am going to hold on, and I am going to, you know, or I will purchase something new once I have finished this, you know. Which actually comes into my final point, which is just blatantly bribe yourself / reward yourself. This again is another thing I do all the time. So let's just say, you know, if there's something that you really do want to finish, that's going to be something special, particularly like, say, this bird sampler that I have that is hanging around like a millstone around my neck. If you've got something like that and you really want to do it, and you just think, I don't want to backstitch all of this, or whatever it is that's holding you back, saying, okay, once I've done this, I'm getting a shiny new thing. I am going to order the next lovely kit that I see. Guilt-free, yeah, because I've done the work. I have finished this amazing project. So yeah, that would be my next tip. Just completely bribe yourself / reward yourself. And you know, you can do that even with the stitching, the way you manage your stitching time, like I was saying, you know, you don't, it doesn't have to be all like, I will work on the work in progress, I will do nothing else, but actually saying, you know, and then I'll reward myself with a day off, you know, and I'll do something else that I really, really want to do. So yeah, I hope that helps. I hope that gives you some ideas. So I'll run through them again, just to refresh your memory. So name and shame, get them all out, see what you've got. Figure out what you're most drawn to of the projects that you've got. Get organised, find your glasses, Nicola, that's the next thing. Set goals or artificial deadlines, just lie to yourself. Get your finishing supplies so that you've invested money in it and you feel bad and you've got to do it. And six, reward and bribe yourself. So if you have a very low motivation, like me, then that hopefully will help you. I would love to hear your tips of how you motivate yourself to get these things finished. And if I get any good ones through, feel free to DM me on Instagram. If I get any good ones through, I will share them on the podcast. That would be great, because yeah, I'd love to hear, because everybody's so unique, aren't they, as to what actually motivates you and what gets you going to finish these things. But I think it seems to be pretty much universal that we all want to finish some of these things and find it hard. So I'm hoping this will be really helpful for you if that is one of your goals, to manage and get through this massive pile of projects. So I would love to be able to now offer you a stitching love of the month, but unfortunately I don't have one because I lost my glasses because I'm disorganized, so I have nothing, sorry. But next month I very much hope that I will be able to come back with a stitching love of the month, and that I'll be able to report back with progress with my 10 minute a day stitching goal. In fact, when I finish recording this, there's two things I'm going to do. I bribed myself to sit down and record this because I've been all over the place. It's been quite difficult to get myself organised to record and write down my thoughts and things. So I bribed myself with crumble and custard. So I'm going to go and receive my reward. And then I am actually going to carry on tidying, and I'm going to find these glasses. I'm going to do it. But in the meantime, if you aren't already a subscriber to the Stitch Talk Club, there are lots of lovely episodes waiting for you from the last few months. I do two bonus episodes a month, and there's already loads of really fun content in there. Thank you, by the way, for tolerating my Christmas singing and still turning up for another episode. Bless you. But this month I'm going to be carrying on with the bonus episodes. So I'm going to be talking about making time for stitching, and then I think after that, I think next month I'm going to start on kind of spring themed, Easter themed stuff, so shiny new things next month. So this month, tackle those works in progress. Next month, lovely shiny new stitching things to enjoy. So I will look forward to seeing you guys then. If you see any great patterns, do let me know, and I might do a sort of roundup really of Easter and springy patterns, because for me those are some of my absolute favorites. I love spring. I think it is definitely, yeah, I'm gonna put it on record, it's definitely my favorite season. I just love it, love, love, love it. So I can't wait, and I love all the patterns, and the color palettes of the spring patterns are me, they're just me, love it. So yeah, I definitely want to do a nice big spring one. So yeah, need to find the glasses, get a grip, and get there. Okay, motivated, let's go. Thank you guys, thank you so much. Thank you as ever for listening, for your lovely comments, for just being here. I really, really do appreciate it. And I will see you next month for another episode. Take care guys, bye.